Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 18th of July 2025. Today's topic is, They Are Gone. Our text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Key verse: 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The rapture is the moment when believers will be taken up to meet Jesus in the air. We do not know exactly when it will happen, so it is important to be ready. Just like studying for exams, we need to be prepared to be part of the rapture. The Bible tells us that it could happen at any moment, without warning. Tommy, a student with a passion for nature, eagerly anticipated a school excursion to a game reserve. He was excited about exploring God's creation. He couldn't wait to see the towering trees, sparkling streams, and colorful wildlife. However, he overslept on the day of the trip, causing him to miss the bus and the adventure he had so eagerly anticipated. He screamed, "They are gone!" Friends of Jesus should live each day, eagerly awaiting Jesus' return, spreading his love wherever we go. While we cannot control when it happens, we can choose to be prepared for the rapture. Those who have not accepted Jesus should repent and be saved now, while the saved children should daily live a holy life and warn sinners of the danger that is coming after the rapture. Prayer for today. Dear Lord, help me to daily live a life of obedience to you, and be prepared for the rapture. Amen. Further reading, Matthew chapter 24 verses 30 through 36. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.